Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And you've been able to do that since 1997, since November of 1997. How about that? And that means that we've been doing this a long time, and we've been collecting people who've joined us, experts, important people for a long time. And one of those people, the second longest in our record, is our good buddy Wally Bach. Wally's a 97 model, and just barely, into December, 97, he joined us, and he's been hanging out with us ever since. That shows you he doesn't have a life. But otherwise, he's been very busy helping people with their businesses, including how to write a book. And his website is Writing a Book with Wally, as intuitive as they get. He's our good friend, Wally Bach. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
Yeah, almost 18 years.
Almost.
How about that? I hope we make it.
I'm planning to, Jim.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I'm going to cross the finish line together.
I'm going to do 18 more in my the last year. I'll do it in my hover round, right? Hey, so Wally, you've been doing something very admirable the last few years. You've been helping people give life to their book. Most of us walking around these days, you know, from all walks of life, if you walked up and said, what are the chances you got a book in you? And they'd say, you know, I've been thinking about that. I have got a book in me. It could be a lot of different things. But most people have no idea where to start.
No, they also don't have any idea what to put the
first, not even to put the first word to paper. So how do they do that?
Well, I'm convinced, Jim, that more people want to have written the book than will ever want to actually write the book.
I agree with that. And that's probably a good thing.
Yeah,
everybody doesn't need to be a small business owner.
No. And in fact, there are several people who should avoid it at all costs.
Right. The late Shelby Foote said what?
The late Shelby Foote said that everyone has a book in them. In most cases, that's where it ought to stay.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, and the truth is that the industry pretty much took care of that for, 600 years, right?
That's true.
But with digital capability now, I'm afraid Shelby might be turning over in his grave a few times right now.
Yeah, I bet that whirring sound you hear is Shelby turning over in his grave, yeah.
So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning is I got a book a couple of days ago from a guy. He's a CEO. He's had a successful career.
Mm-hmm.
Went out and he wrote a book, and he had the book done, and I'm not going to say where, and I'm not going to say who. And I opened the package, and I looked at the book, and I thought, this thing screams self-published crap at me.
Right, right.
And so I thought we might talk about some of the things that do that.
Well, let's establish a premise as you do that, because I want to make sure people realize you can be self-published and produce a very award-winning professional book.
Right. I believe I know a couple of people who've done that, including the one on the other end of this.
Well, I think that's something that's important for people to understand. So now, Wally, go ahead.
Well, I think that is a good point. And you know, it might be unfair that people judge a book by its cover, but they do.
They do.
And so if the book looks If the book looks like it's an amateur job, people are going to assume it's an amateur mm-hmm. job, even if it isn't.
Yep.
So the first thing, if you've got a book and you're going to self-publish it, and that's what most of my clients do. I've got a couple that go the traditional publisher route, but most of them are going to go the self-publisher route. One of the things you got to do is you got to get somebody to design that cover who knows what they're doing. It's usually not somebody in your household, though sometimes it is. I have a friend whose wife is a professional book designer.
Mm-hmm.
somebody who knows what it looks like, what it should look like, take a look at some of the stuff on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Get a designer who understands that you're really designing for two things these days. You're designing for your book when it's going to sit in the bookstore. And in the bookstore, it's usually going to sit spine out.
Mm-hmm. That's
unless you're a whole lot more of a celebrity than any of us.
Yeah.
So make sure that spine looks good and professional. And on the other place that people are going to see it, and they're going to see the face of the book, is on Amazon. But they're not going to see it very big. So you need a designer who understands that title has got to work in a small, you know, minimum pixel space on an Amazon page.
Right.
If you do that, you got a chance for people to open the book or to look inside the book.
But as long as the graphics and the whole thing looks right, it doesn't look like somebody threw it together with PageMaker 1.0.
Well, you know, I like to tell my clients that I'm not the person you want to design your book. For one thing, I'm colorblind.
Yeah.
But if I do the book, I don't have that graphic sense. I don't have the experience.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there who do this well, and they are worth the money.
And, you know, there's another aspect to a book cover. A book cover, the graphics can tell a story.
That's true.
And you may may want to try your hand at the graphics telling the story and give that instruction to your cover designer.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at one. I think you've met or at least talked to Rod Santomassimo, who's my client.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got another book coming out here, I think, next month. But I'm looking at his first book, the Brokers Who Dominate book, and that's exactly what that thing does.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the progression on the cover. You can see the clear messages. You can see the stuff he wants you to pay attention to. And it works sitting on Amazon or sitting on a bookshelf.
Right.
Any way you want to go.
What do you think about the people who put their faces, their mugs on the cover?
Well, I think there's a time for that. There are people who, although I prefer the back cover to the front cover.
Me too.
I think the front cover screams, I'm an egomaniac.
Yeah. Or I want to be.
But if you're somebody who sells a lot of books at speeches, if that's the major place that you move books, and I've got clients that do that, then you want your picture somewhere. I like the back.
Yeah.
You know, you can always.
Yeah, I don't care for the face on the as you say, unless you're a major celebrity and your face is going to sell the book. I think it needs to be on the back. Hold on to that thought. Wally Buck and I are going to.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.